So this morning, we're talking about foundations. If you've been here the last few weeks, we've been talking about foundations. And we are getting to a portion of Scripture, the most widely known Scripture in all of North America. I'm not talking John 3:16. I'm not talking Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I'm talking about what we used to say every morning in school. And we're going to turn there in Matthew 6. If you know the teaching of the Lord's Prayer, why don't you guys even just say it with me? It's our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. That bottom part isn't in the Bible, but good church decided to throw that in. But that's good. But we're going through foundations, and this morning we're going through the first line of this. Our Father who art in heaven. How many know that He is not just my Father, He is our Father? That's good news. When the disciples are asking Jesus, they're like, they see a man, they see Jesus, this is the rabbi with Shmiha. This is a rabbi with authority. And they would see Jesus, they'd see Him draw away often. It says of Jesus, He would draw away often to a lonely place to be alone with Jesus. But they would see the way He communicates with God is a lot different than what we've seen growing up. And Jesus walks with this power and this confidence. And so what does Jesus do? The first thing He says, you guys want to know how I talk to God? I talk to Him as my Father. Our Father. It's almost like a community. He's saying, when you pray, I'm assuming you guys are together. I'm assuming you're not going on this alone. Because when you do things alone, guess what? You're easy to get picked off, am I right? He's assuming you're doing it together. So, our Father. But then Jesus doesn't just stop there. He doesn't say, I just call Him Papa. I don't just call Him Dad. Who art in heaven? I love that Jesus ties together tenderness and closeness of a Father with the Almighty, with the Most High God, the One who reigns in heaven, the Creator. You tie those two together, am I right? Because we can have a Father, but we know that our Father is the Almighty. That's good. You got to tie those together. We've been talking about goodness for the last couple months. And how many know we have a good Father? We have a good Father. How many of you men that have kids here, when your kid is about 3 years old and, okay, first I want to say a lot of parents are like, oh, I don't want to teach my kids about religion or God. I just want them to make their own decisions. They're their own person. How many know a good father doesn't go up to a crosswalk and say to his baby at like 4 years old, no, you make your own decision. You walk when you want to walk. You go, that's not a good father. And any father here knows you're going to take that kid's hand and walk it across the street, right? That's what a good father does. How many know God does not give you sickness? What a father here goes and says, I'm going to slip a little bit of poison in my kid's sippy cup. Who does that? And how many know that if you are not careful, you can picture God as a God that doesn't have the best in mind for you? You could picture a father that is saying, no, you do things on your own. Cross that sidewalk, little four-year-old. Cross that crosswalk. God's not like that, and the fathers of the church, you're not like that. Amen? It's just not like that. So we can't separate this. He is the one who dwells in heaven, and yet He's the one that wants to be personally involved in your life. When Jesus talks about the Father, it's this word, Abba. And what we kind of say in English nowadays is Papa. Papa God. When you come to God, come to Him knowing that you can be close with the Creator of the universe. So He's the Father of glory, and He's like transcendent. He is like, the Father is like a mountain that you never stop scaling. He's the unscalable mountain. I mean, the Holy Spirit right now lives with us, abides with us, and we get to see new facets of the Father. But how many know throughout all of eternity, Jesus, the Father is going to be like unscaled. We're going to be receiving new revelation of what He's like, what He's done, all the galaxies He's made, all the little facets, even just our own DNA and what He put in us from birth. We're going to be looking at that from heaven and being like, I wish I knew that. There's so much within us that He wants to reveal now through the Holy Spirit. And this is our good Father who says, there's so much vastness, there's so much I've put in you, and I am the tender Papa God that I want you to pursue. Oh, man. I want you to know about yourself. I want to know the plans I have for you. Amen? He's so good. A.W. Tozer says, a low view of God is the greatest downfall of every generation. A low view of God. So every generation, it seems to we almost go swapping back and forth. We have a church or a movement that is so focused on Papa God. He's so good. We have an awesome closeness. We feel like the warm hug of Jesus, but then we almost lose. We'd call it the fear of God, but we would just call it the amazingness of God, the one who dwells in heaven. How many know they go hand in hand? It's like the all-powerful mixed with the all-loving. So good. Anyways, I'm going to keep going. The gloriousness of Him as a Father. He's the Creator. He's the King. He's the one of the Old Testament. We hear story after story of men of God that would say, God, would you just reveal yourself to me? And God would just reveal even just a shadow, in just a snippet of Himself, and people would fall to the ground. He is that powerful. He is that holy. He is that other, and He draws us near. The Almighty God, never created, the Eternal One. So some of you this morning may have only been taught that side. Some people have been taught about God not as the closeness. So we have the other pendulum where it's like you got to kind of stay at a distance. We've almost been taught the weird view of God where it's like you step out of line, lightning bolt comes. We've been taught that kind of God. So there's got to be the balance of, yes, He is all powerful, but we can approach Him as the good Father. The transcendent one is our Father. The first attribute God gives is He is a Father. So grand, yet He would bow so low to be with His creation. He is so good. He wants you to know His closeness because the key to life is knowing the Father's heart. Jesus, when the first thing that we hear of the Bible, speaking of the Father speaking to Jesus, is after Jesus got baptized, right? Comes out of the water, heavens crack open, the mighty voice of God comes and it says, this is my beloved Son. I am pleased with Him. This is whom my favor rests upon. How many know that wasn't by accident that the first thing God would reveal to all of us in the Word of God of how He speaks to Jesus is not primarily, this is my servant, or this is my friend. Actually, the first thing He says is, this is my beloved Son. The key to many of life's issues with religion is the Father heart of God, the Papa heart of God. We can be working for a God that is humongous, and we lose track or we lose the fire or lose the passion. The one way back into that is the Father's heart, His deep love, my beloved Son. He does this for a reason because God is strong. He wants you in a relationship, but He knows if He can get you in relationship, that you can move to partnership. This is actually good news because God doesn't want to just constantly be walking like He actually has plans for your life. He's got gifts for your life. He's got dreams for your life that He wants to see unfold. But He wants you to develop a partnership with Him. He wants you to go to another level. He wants you, there's the full armor of God that you might stand. Because, oh man, it says the 24 elders surround the throne. A common theology is that, and it talks about the saints in heaven. God loves to partner with people. That's so good. Can you imagine that we get to surround the Heavenly Father in the throne, that He would want to partner with us? Humans. He requires that we know. I just keep kicking these cords, I'll stop. But He just wants you to know that relationship can move to partnership. He's so good. A good father will protect, care constantly, but He also has a plan for us. Father. He is a father at the core of His being. It's so good to know when He opened the heavens, this is my son. Some of you this morning may not have had the perfect relationship with your father. Angie and I have been lucky to have good dads, but I want you to know that nowadays that's kind of a rare thing. I want you to know that the father wants to, by chance, just start a relationship with you this morning. And He wants to show you His goodness. He wants to show you His love this morning. And for some of you, it might be moving from a relationship to a, I'm growing up, Dad. You know, I want to walk with you, Dad. I want to take some ground for you, Dad. I love you, Dad, and I want to work with you. This could be the moment this morning. We can have great confidence. Jesus says that we can boldly approach the throne of grace. We can come boldly to our Father because He's not going to strike us down. He has got a good plan for us. He is a good God. We're going to go to a passage, if you have your Bibles, Matthew 7. It's going to be on the screen as well. Majesty, yet He is personally involved as a father. Do you have Matthew 7 there? Matthew 7, verse 7. It says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be open. Or what man there is there among you, if a son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do, do also to them, for this is the law, and this is the law and the prophets. I want to talk to you a tiny bit about partnership really quick, about that last verse. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. We get to walk in a relationship with God that can move to a place where we hear His voice, where we hear His leading. But I want you to know, even He was just talking to men. He said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. How many know, as you're coming to a place of knowing the Father more, how many know that sickness is not of God? And you look at that person and you say that same thing. I wouldn't want that to happen to me, right? It's just a simple principle of how we can walk with God. Jesus says, do unto others as you'd have them to do unto you. You see something with sickness, say, I wouldn't want that done to me. I am going to go pray for them and know that Jesus is with me. This is His promise, right? He wants good things for His people. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. If I was hurting, I'd want somebody to pray for me. It can be that simple. It's that simple to partner with Jesus. That's good news. And He's a good Father. He wants to love people. He wants to see people lifted up. He doesn't want to see people pushed down and have to trudge through life. He wants to see people like us be able to come along and say, hey, I see you going through that. I wouldn't want to go through that myself. Or, I've been there. Can I help you? What if we were known as a church that was like that? A church that would carry another's burden or see their burden and see the Lord carry their burden. Isn't that good? Some of you this morning, I picture Jesus. He would say, take my yoke upon you. And it was about two oxen. And the one would be stronger and would pull more of the weight. So these would be two oxen yoked together. And Jesus said to his disciples, to take my yoke upon you, and it will make the burden easy and light. Some of you have a weight on your shoulders that you need to take off this morning. Some of you have been carrying something that you don't need to carry. And what you need to take on you this morning is the yoke of being a son. A yoke of being a daughter, of being a child of God this morning. Because you know what? As soon as you realize you're not an orphan of God, but a child of God, you will feel freedom. It's step one to knowing even how, before we can even pray that Lord's Prayer, he says, come to him as our Father. Come to him as a child of God, knowing who you are. You need this morning to take that yoke upon you. Can we do that this morning? I love my children, he says. How much more does your Father love you? The Father says, you are the apple of my eye. Your name is written on my hand. I want to just talk about, this is just a made-up story, but you can take it as your own because it can work for you. Story of John. John's family looked normal. Both parents had good jobs. Sure, they divorced, but growing up, he had all he wanted, okay? But inside, John didn't feel like a priority. He felt like he had to get good grades or his parents would view him as a failure. John didn't feel secure in his identity. His parents' love seemed conditional. In short, when John left home, he felt very much alone in the world, like an orphan. And to compensate, he became a people pleaser. A chameleon who would just do whatever the situation demanded. He looked successful to his parents, but inside he felt miserable. Too many people have both their parents, but leave home with an orphan spirit. They don't feel okay, and they have a scarcity mentality, like there's not enough for me. You can almost feel it as they come to the church. They almost feel like they have to push their way to the front because they feel like there's not enough positions available. I need to push. There's not enough food. I have to make my way to the front. It's an orphan type spirit. Not enough opportunity. Not enough love to go around. And their conclusion is, I need to fight for resources because if somebody else wins, that means I lose. It happens much more frequently than you might imagine. People with orphan spirits look normal, and they're often high achievers, but there's a hole in their heart and a hunger to be accepted, a hunger for a father. They're plagued with thoughts like, nobody loves me, I don't really matter, I have to perform to get attention or love. The antidote to understand, ultimately, is that we are God's children. There is enough love to go around. You don't have to perform. Anyone as a father here knows that a child does not have to perform to receive love. But if we as fathers, if we don't know how to tell our children, hey, I love you no matter if you win this or you don't win this race. I love you as my child, whether it's an A or an A minus, B, you're out. No, I'm kidding. But no, I love you. No matter what, there needs to be a fatherly spirit. I want you to know that. That's how the Father feels towards you. It does not matter what you've done. Oh, it does not matter what your plans were that did not get met. He said, you are all my children. He doesn't look to Paul. He doesn't look to Moses. He doesn't look to Abraham as somehow greater than you or made of something different. Says, you're all my children. I see potential in all of you, and I love you all exactly the same. But the main thing is that you would say, okay, well, I receive you as my father. How many feel like they might, actually, don't answer. I feel like somebody here, some people here need to get free of that orphan spirit. They need to have a hug. They need to hear the voice of the Father whisper in their ear that you are my beloved son. or you are my beloved daughter, and I'm very pleased with you. Some of you need to hear that this morning. We're actually going to have the worship team come back up. There's a challenge this morning. Knowing the Father will give you freedom from deep within, that you don't have to conform to this group or that group, but you can conform in the one thing you can know this morning is that God has a plan for you right now here in Saskatoon. I just want you to, you don't have to nod or anything, but if you're here in Saskatoon, you're not here by accident. God has a plan for you right here in Saskatoon. He has called you here, and you're meant to make a difference. You are not an orphan. You don't have to strive to somehow please God. You are here with a purpose. God has a purpose for you here in Saskatoon, and He wants to be a good father that says, I'm with you. I'm guiding you this morning. Amen. Well, if you'd close your eyes, we're just going to pray. Jesus, would you reveal your Father, the Father's heart? Jesus, you said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Jesus, I picture you talking to those disciples that would have felt like outcasts, these boys that would not have measured up, and you came by and you said, hey, come follow me. You can be just like me. God, if we could just grasp your heart this morning, Father. In a moment, we're going to have some time in the altar, and we want you to know that we do believe that holy moments can happen. And I'm going to have just two of my good friends, two couples, John and Allie and Robin and Sean, just on each side. And I just want them to know that these are couples that I know carry the Father heart of God, the loving heart of God. And whether you just need to come, be at the front and just be alone with God, that's fine. But I want you to know that we would call it prophecy. We would call it encouragement. I want you to know that we want to hear from the Father, and we want to encourage your hearts this morning. Just before we start the worship, I want you to know a few things. The Father sees you for who you are, and He wants to be a champion of your heart. The Father gives His sons and daughters an inheritance of a tribe, of a community, of a place you fit. He gives you a ministry. He gives you a spiritual DNA. This is what the Father has for you. The Father is generous with His time towards you. There's always enough. There's no scarcity of time with Jesus. He has enough time for you, the Father. He is there for you in life's storms. When you feel alone, you feel far from God, the Father is there for you. The Father teaches His sons and daughters how to live, and He wakes them up to the kingdom. He wakes them up to the dreams within their hearts. The Father is consistent. This morning, the Father wants to give you a quiet confidence. He wants to bring stability and purpose to your life. If you're unsure, I just want you to have a moment this morning where you can come to the front and receive prayer and receive encouragement and have some time with the Father. We are children of God, and He wants your doings to be on purpose. He wants you to be like a firm peg in place. He wants to be a father, that backbone. He wants to know that He's standing right there with you. You are in the palm of His hand. So if you're here and you believe God has brought you here, would you respond this morning to Jesus? He wants to speak clearly to you. He wants to take you to a different place. I want you to know right now, if you don't believe it, the Father does want to speak clearly to you. He wants to give you clear direction. He doesn't want to just make you think, oh, go this way, you'll figure it out on your own. He wants to be clear with you. A good father gives good direction. Any father here knows that. The Father is the same. He wants to give you good, clear direction for your life. So this morning as we sing, I want you to remember that. Take that yoke of carrying everything on your own and take that yoke upon you of sonship, of daughtership, of being a child this morning. And that is going to make it feel light. You're going to feel an ease. Amen. So we're just going to start singing, and I want to encourage you to come to the front. We don't hold on to carrying our own burdens, Jesus, carrying our life on our own, Jesus. We lay hold, or we take hold of the truth that we are a son, we are a daughter, we are children of the Father, the good Father, the Father of the universe. This morning, I do want to give you the opportunity to respond. If you would like to receive Jesus for the first time, possibly you've come and you've heard about the Father, you've heard about Jesus, but this, there hasn't been a connect yet. What is that? What is Jesus? We want to know that. We, Angie and I, will be up here. Other couples, we would love to have an opportunity to talk to you about who Jesus is. But at this time as well, we'd like to just know that we want to encourage you. We want to pray for you and give you a word from God. So this morning, the music will just be on quietly, but please make your way to the front and just receive from the Lord this morning. Amen. He's a good Father. He has good plans for us.